Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Exit Daily Operations in 3 Years. Now let's get started with today's show. Can you build a million-dollar company without showing up to work every day? It sounds almost heretical to the hustle culture we live in, but today we're exploring whether founders can successfully step back from daily operations. The truth might surprise you. Here's the paradox most founders face. They believe they must control every decision to succeed. I get it. It's your baby, your vision, your money on the line. But here's what I've learned from coaching hundreds of entrepreneurs. Micromanagement doesn't just kill scalability, it suffocates your team's ability to grow. The companies that scale fastest have founders who learn something counterintuitive. Your job shifts from doing the work to building systems that do the work. But when does stepping back actually work? You can't just vanish into thin air and expect magic to happen. First, you need a strong leadership team and bulletproof processes. Your company needs stable revenue streams and a proven business model. Think of yourself as an architect who's designed the blueprint. You're still essential for the vision and strategy, but you don't need to lay every brick. Now, here's where it gets tricky. There are real risks to going absent. Company culture can drift without your magnetic north. Strategic decisions might lack that original boldness that only you bring. It's like being the conductor of an orchestra. Step away too early and the music falls apart. Consider Sarah Blakely's journey with Spanx. She built a billion-dollar brand through relentless hands-on leadership, but gradually stepped back by hiring experienced executives for key roles. Now she focuses on high-level strategy and brand vision, not whether the warehouse shipped orders on time. She proves that founders can successfully transition from operator to visionary leader. Here's my actionable takeaway. Start building your replacement systems today, even if you're not ready to step back. Document your decision-making process so others can replicate your thinking. Because ultimately, the goal isn't to work less, it's to work on what only you can do. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson. Brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.